whinges. Look, we all have a whinge every now and then, and a piece of my mind is in fact a whinge of mine every week. That's okay to have a whinge every now and then. But by whinger, I mean the person who's always got something wrong. Never happy Jack. They just ruin our lives. Now, I used to think of this in politics because in political parties, I can assure you, during a campaign, there's always someone who comes in to say what we're doing wrong. The posters aren't right. The advertising campaign's too negative or too positive. Whatever, they can tell you what's wrong. And they're just a pain in the butt. They're no good to anybody. And I used to say, look, you know, if you were on the America's Cup, on our boat during the America's Cup, when we won it over in Western Australia, and we were whatever we were, 4-0 down, and we had to win every race after that to win, which we did. Do you think there was any place on that boat for a whinger? Someone who said, oh, I don't think we've got the keel right. I always said the keel wouldn't work. Oh, I don't think the sails are right. Oh, perhaps the captain should be doing this. A whinger. Now, do you think Alan Bond or the captain would have said, oh, great, thanks for that. No, I think you would have been in the drink. If you're lucky, you'd be back on the dock at Fremantle. And off they go, because to win, they needed a positive attitude. So I used to want to say, but never did, this is how weak I am, I wanted to go up to whingers in the Liberal Party and say, look, here's $50. It's for you. It's for a taxi. Go home. We don't need you. You are adding nothing to this. You are subtracting value from every conversation in which you participate. Please leave. I hope to get the strength one day to do that to a whinger. I think I'll get it soon.